Next item on the agenda is Blue Crab, results of the winter dredge survey and new stock assessment. Request for public hearing to establish 2011 crabbing rules. Mr. O'Reilly.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, members of the commission.
Thank you all very much. Yes, sir.
I'd like to start off just by saying that I think everyone, based on the 2010 winter dredge survey results, had expectations that 2011 would be similarly, the performance of the stock would be similar, and there was not exactly the same success for the stock as in 2010. However, I think there are some bright spots that I can share with you. And I'd also like to say the winter dredge survey was started, as you can see, in 1989 in the upper left here. And I believe Dr. Lipschitz is still here. Yes, he is. Dr. Lipschitz and his staff and the Maryland Department of Natural Resources have been visiting about 1,500 sites each December 15th to March 15th, roughly, and the data itself for about 5 or 6 years has been deemed by the scientists in the Bay Area as the best set of information to provide the condition of the stock as well as management advice. You have this in your packet. I won't spend a lot of time on any one slide, but I will tell you the blue highlighted areas that you see are the heyday of crab abundance, but at the same time, although you can see high abundance up in the 600 plus to 800 million, these are in millions of crabs, you also see during these years, just as with 2010, that the harvest was fairly high, ranging from 107 down to about 69 million pounds. The other thing you see about that scenario is that the percentage of crabs removed was under the target that was established, the exploitation target that was established after 2005 when the assessment was completed. So if there are ever any questions as to the management plan changed in 2006 when we had new information from the scientists. Currently, there's an assessment that's underway. Dr. Lipschitz is on the assessment team. Also, Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Dr. Tom Miller has the lead from Chesapeake Biological Laboratory. That's undergone a peer review. We're waiting for the results to come back. The peer review process is one where there's a very critical analysis of the terms of reference of the stock assessment. The comments come back to the panel, the assessment panel, and they address those, and so we're expecting sometime in summer to have those results, early summer. The orange shaded areas are to show you that it is possible to stay close to the target, which is 46% is the current target. But at the same time, you can see what happened is abundances were lower in those years, 200 to 300 million compared to what you saw in the early 90s or last year, and the harvest consequently is low in comparison. The long-term harvest for the Bay Chesapeake area is about 72 million crabs. That looks very dark to me, to say the least, what it is, it's a you can't see any of that, can you? Maybe if we get the lights a little bit, Kathy?
Good luck.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
There we go. Well, I'll interpret for you.
Because we won't know any difference, so go ahead.
460 million crabs is this green dot here, this fluorescent green dot, and it's average, but it's the survey average. That has no biological context. It just means from 1989 to the present, it just hits on that average line. 460 is the total abundance of the age zero crabs, or what are also called the recruits, as well as what are called the spawning age, or the one plus. So the recruits are less than 2.4 inches in the carapace width, The one pluses are 2.4 inches and greater. This is a 30% drop from last year. We're going to do a lot of this, it appears, so that's not good, but...
Rob, go to the handout.
Yes, please go to the handout. You have a graph in Figure 2 that shows the number of juvenile crabs estimated, and it's 207. I'm the only one who can see that on the screen, 207 million crabs. And that is below the survey average line. Again, that average line is just the years the survey has been in existence. And, of course, we worry about the production of recruits because the recruits, many of them, are part of the fisheries later in the summer and the fall. So that's a consideration compared to last year when they were about 345 million. The next slide you'll see is Figure 3 in your packet, I believe, and that's the number of spawning age crabs, which is 254 million. And the 254 million is, you know, I'm going to do a little something here really innovative, so just stay with me a second. I'm not known to be this innovative on the slideshows, but I think I'm going to try it. Okay, we can go back now. And thanks to Jack for having some sense there. So here are the spawning age crabs, 254 million. And you see here the population healthy in the green area. You see the interim target. Please know the interim target was requested by all the Bay jurisdictions back in 2008, and the Chesapeake Bay Stock Assessment Committee came up with this 200 million or greater spawning age crabs as an interim target. Even at that time in 2008, it was requested that there be a target, you know, something that would not be interim, something that would be more long-term, a target for the future. And I can tell you now the target is going to change from the assessment. It's going to be much more conservative. It's going to involve just female crabs. And to give you an example, what we have here, we've had 3 years where we're above 200 million. I suspect, based on what I saw in the peer review, that once the new target is available, none of these points would approach the new target. In fact, somewhere from 60 to 65% of the new target would be the highest point. So that it is something that was requested again by the Bay jurisdictions. It is going to be more conservative. What you will see in a few minutes here is a situation where we had overwintering mortality, which was relatively high. Overwintering mortality is in the dark blue, and it was about 15.9%, 16%. And you see age one abundance. So this would have been higher had there not been a bump up from 2010 to 2011, or the 2010-2011 dredge survey. The age one abundance would have been higher. But of course, there are other years where you can see overwintering mortality has even been much higher than it was previously. In Maryland, the overwintering mortality was about 31%. In Virginia, it was about 8%. The weighted average is 15.7%. But you can see what happened. Temperatures were about 60 degrees Fahrenheit here, about 2 degrees Celsius above normal. There was a rapid decline, and it stayed down in this trough. And right about in here, getting towards March, is where the overwintering mortality. There were 150 stations that were collected, crabs collected in Maryland. I'm not sure, but Dr. Lipschitz can tell you how many in Virginia. But it's not an unusual event, but it certainly did put you know, some of the abundance to mortality over the winter. This is 102 million as an average abundance. Again, it's strictly a time series abundance. It's the mature female abundance, and at the CMAC meeting the other night, The question was asked, how are things doing based on the female conservation, the 34% reduction in 2008? And I think here's your answer. Here's 2009, 2010, a little bit of a drop in 2011, but as you can see, compared to any of the earlier years, a lot of mature females. And as you already saw, the harvest was relatively high. So those are some bright spots right there. Here's a situation where the removal rate or the exploitation rate in 2010 is somewhere between 42 and 43%. We're waiting for final harvest estimates. Maryland is also finalizing their harvest estimates. But three years in a row, either very close to the target or under target. And the one thing about the new assessment, I think it's going to answer the question, is this target conservative enough right here on the exploitation even? Because a lot of assessments when they give advice or when the managers look at a target compared to a threshold, which is 53%, they'll choose 75% of the threshold, which would be about 39%. So we have a target at 46%. The target will change, and the threshold will change, and it will change to a maximum sustainable yield basis. Right now, it's at a spawner per recruit basis. And you'll have more of that later on in the summer. To switch to the harvest and the performance of the fishery, the performance has been very good in the last 3 years. There has been a rebound since 2008, and you can see that the about a 33% increase here and another increase right behind it in 2010. The value has gone up as well, and you can see this note from Jim Kirkley, Dr. Kirkley from VIMS, on the total sales and the income. Only thing to take a look here is probably on the right-hand side for one, and you can see that the harvest continues to increase since 2008. It didn't jump up quite as much in 2010, probably 15 or 16%. The peeler harvest is flat pretty much the last few years. The overall harvest is up. And the other thing to maybe look at are these shaded areas in blue. You can see that last year those months were outstanding months compared to the previous 2 years or the average of 2004 to 2007 right here. This tells you a little bit about what's being harvested. In terms of sex-specific harvest, from 2008 to 2010 in Virginia, we chased the increase in female abundance that you saw in a previous slide. Maryland didn't necessarily do so, but they did increase their female harvest in 2010. When it comes to the male harvest, you can see that we did go up in gradients from 2008 to 2010. Maryland correspondingly went up quite a bit in their harvest. And I think right now the overall bay estimate is probably around 90 million. The Potomac River had its best harvest since 1998 at about 4.2 million pounds. We're thinking about 30 million in Virginia or a little bit over. Maryland will be 55 million pounds. And I think if you take it in perspective from 2008 forward, we've had about a 53% increase. Maryland's had an 85% increase. But keep in mind the distribution of the sexes is more male crabs in Maryland, and they certainly have been increasing in their harvest. This is an array of information, but what I really wanted to show you was just simply that everything about the management is related to the total abundance in orange. You have the harvest amounts. These are now not in pounds, but in millions of crabs. And you have a removal fraction. And all it really is, it's the catch here, the harvest in millions divided by the abundance in orange gives you your removal fraction. And so you can probably see in the years where the exploitation rate or the removal rate was very high, not only was there not a lot of abundance compared to 2010, but there was a pretty high harvest relative to that abundance. This is to go back to the total abundance, 460 million crabs, and answer the question, what is the expectation for a harvest in 2011? And it's about 62 million pounds. So you know right there that there has to be a drop-off in harvest. Dr. Kirkley provided an analysis for us, and I know he spoke to the commission last month, and it was a capacity analysis, and we asked Dr. Kirkley to take his capacity analysis and look at these active or actual number of licenses that were in a fishery in red and look at how many licenses should have been there if the goal was to manage according to the target in green or in purple, excuse me, or for the threshold or the overfishing level in green. And what you can see are big gaps. So in other words, this is the amount of licenses that were there. However, if we had strictly been managing to the target, there should have been many fewer licenses. You see convergence in 2010, which indicates a very efficient fishery. But what you also see imposed on top here, these are the number of eligible licenses. So just looking at 1 year here, there are potentially almost 700 licenses that could have entered the fishery. If you look at 2010, maybe about 150 extra licenses could enter the fishery. So overcapacity has been part of what the commission has looked at since 1996, and it's still a problem with latent effort or the potential to increase the number of licenses and the harvest and essentially get in trouble with the targets or the threshold. The Peeler fishery has a wider gap. The Peeler fishery has been operating here. These are the active licenses. If we fished to the threshold or the target, there would have been far fewer licenses. And if those who are on the eligible list but not part of the fishery, and this is just a subtraction, so there's 589 eligibles, 408 were active, so you have 181 that could have joined the fishery. And that's one concern. There are several concerns here. The other is the potential for harvests to increase. So the top is the crab pot licenses. The bottom graph is peeler pot licenses. About 50% of crab pot harvesters fish 50 days or less. About 50% of peeler pot fishermen fish 20 days or less. All they would have to do is decide to fish more days, and that's another problem that's just waiting. So with all those pieces of information, and especially Dr. Kirkley's analysis that gave us a lot of pause about the types of management approaches and what to do for 2011, we know as a staff that we'd like to advise you to wait until the summertime, perhaps August, to gather the results from the peer review of the new assessment. It's a benchmark assessment, and also to address some very important issues such as the opening of the winter dredge fishery, which has been closed for three seasons, reinstatement of any individuals from the waiting list, and those are individuals who haven't fished for at least or crabbed for 7 years by now, and also any other changes that may come up in the Crab Management Advisory Committee or be brought forward to the commission. So we think it's a situation where we definitely need to get all that information. We need to get the best science. You have heard how the target's going to change, not only for exploitation or removal, but also the abundance target. And the only thing that you'll hear in the next evaluation is that staff is promoting that the blue crab sanctuary areas do have a closing May 16th instead of May 1, and that there be a modest change to the boundary line up in the northwest portion of the main stem bay.
Any questions for Rob? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a follow-up comment on the winter dredge survey results. Rob, you indicated that the results this year were not as good as last year, but I think it's important to remember, too, that it's still the second highest value in the last 17 years of the time series. So I think that's very positive. Also, we're just under the exploitation target in terms of where we are right now on removals. And I'm looking at Figure 5, which was generated by Dr. Kirkley with the economic history. And if you look back over the last 3 or 4 years, the value is up between $10 and $15 million in terms of the dockside value of the crab catch. The landings are up about 10 million pounds. So we're looking at a dramatically improved picture from where we were just a few years ago. But with respect to the modifications or the request for public hearing, are you suggesting that we wait until we have the assessment, the new assessment in hand before we schedule that, or do you want to go ahead now and try to schedule it? What's staff's preference?
Staff has been talking about August, and I think that's realistic. I think we will have the assessment results back in June. There's a possibility that the technical group of Chesapeake Bay Stock Assessment Committee, which brings in the entire Bay scientist community, would have a chance to also provide advice. And I think August, at least right now, sounds reasonable.
Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, based on staff's advice, we're essentially in a holding pattern. We had this discussion in the Crab Management Advisory Committee meeting last week, but we're essentially in a holding pattern until we have that new assessment, because we know that's going to include new reference points. We haven't seen them yet as a committee, but we know that we'll have new reference points to operate from, and it makes sense that we'd see those before we make significant modifications to the management of the fishery. But if you want a motion to request a public hearing for August, I would offer that motion.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
By Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Be ready in August.
Yes, sir. Commissioner, I have one other item.
Yes, sir.
That arose this morning. Mr. Ty Farrington, who is on the Crab Management Advisory Committee, is still hoping to have an alternate 8-hour workday. And this came up last year, but it wasn't clear to everyone exactly what the basis was, and we presented it to the commission at the time. At that time, I think most of us on staff thought it was a permit situation where you could either use the permit or not, which would not be very good from a law enforcement basis. But what Mr. Farrington is suggesting is that there could be a permit to work from 4 a.m. till midday, till noon, instead of 5 a.m. till 1. His basis is that he not only sells his crabs to a buyer, he also markets his own crabs, and others do as well. And with the hot temperatures, that hour makes a lot of difference. So staff would like to send out a letter to the Crab Management Advisory Committee members and ask them their thoughts. If you recall last year, there was a schism as to what the committee wanted to do. And so we can be more specific now about the permit. From what I understand in talking to Joe Grist earlier, it could be something that could be generated through the licensing agent so that they would have a permit for 4 a.m. to 12 noon. Others would just be the current 5 a.m. until 1, and then in September it'd be an hour difference. So we'd like to ask the commission to advertise this 1 hour earlier start time from May 1 through September.
Mr. Tankard?
I'll make that motion.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard, seconded by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Rob.